There was a story about aging housing. This is a strange city. They think anything over 100 years should be torn down. Maybe that's why the DCA is trying to close us up. And, you know, I actually live in an old restored place that's over 100 years old, and it's beautiful. Mrs. Burke has restored, you know, the units one at a time. So, you know, I just want to remind the people here in Atlantic City, and we've seen in our lifetime here where they've torn down most of our history and the old Great Trade War buildings and things like that. Just because buildings are over 100 years doesn't mean that they have to be torn down and that they're still not worthwhile buildings or sturdy buildings or fire code buildings or anything else, because I just happened to see this story that building was over 100 years old, needs to be replaced. So I'm always waiting for them to come with a wrecking ball and try to tear my house down. Or, and of course, you know, I have talked today about how they're still trying to close the Irish Pub. That's part of my whole story segment coming up about the crime in the city and about what the DCA is doing in reducing fire police. Really, Atlantic City is on the brink of having another future, and I'm so happy that that future looks like it could be the boardwalk. But living in the city, as King Arthur does, I know that that future could be taken away from us. And I believe that's still what the state wants. I don't think they want us to succeed here. And I think just in some of the things they've done just shows that. And there's a couple of things in the paper today. Because, you know, the state just thinks that, you know, everybody's stupid and nobody knows what's going on here except maybe the people who live in Atlantic City. And it's not true. People know that this is an unsafe town right now and that things aren't good. And, you know, the first show I did, besides saying it's the boardwalk stupid, that was one of my segments, was that I said I think the state wants to get rid of all this. You know, they pretty much raise our taxes, so it was pretty hard to pay taxes here. They helped close the casinos with deed restrictions and things and made that legal so that people would lose their jobs and maybe be forced to, you know, leave here. Basically, they're reducing police. I mean, the crime is rampant. It's unbelievable what's going on here right now with crime, even in the middle of the winter when usually crime is less. So they're not, you know, reducing firemen. You know, salaries need to be slashed. We're bankrupt. We can't afford any salaries. But at a time when we're opening two new casinos and a college, and crime is exploding. And you just saw what happened to that high-rise fire when you had 15 floors, a real high-rise, not the Irish Pub. See, I'm not a high-rise, even though they're still trying to close. You know, I have a letter on my desk from the Attorney General that says we're not a high-rise. Unfortunately, I still can't find a judge who's not a whore, but eventually we will. But we're not a high-rise, but we do have two high-rises that are opening in the city, real high-rises. And to have less firemen, look what those firemen had to do. They had to go up 15 flights. No elevators because it was an electrical fire, and they had to carry people. And most of those people were handicapped. So you're carrying people in wheelchairs down. So there's no way that, you know, in a city like this with all these high rises, real ones that you do have, and with more places opening, that you don't need police and fire. So just reducing that, the DCA, which is in charge of the whole city here, has pretty much, you know, threatened our lives, really. They placed the lives of every citizen of Atlantic City in danger. It's almost like, you know, they should be accused of attempted murder on every citizen here, because that's really what they've done. Because for people who come from out of town, people who work here, if you're in a high rise and there aren't enough people to help you and you're up there, you could die. So what kind of protectors are these people that are running the city? This is their idea, less fire and to have less police. I mean, you can ask anybody now, the new mayor, the old mayor, or even other police. There are times now in neighborhoods in this city at night where there's not even one police officer. They just don't have the manpower. There are not enough police. And if one thing this town needs, it needs police. Probably more police. Now, are they just doing this to kill it so they can come in and even get rid of the police department and do one of those county police departments like they have in Camden? I'm not 100% sure, but I know they're trying to kill this, because as we go through this today, you'll see that this isn't working out well. But just to show you that other people have caught on to this, that it's not just King Arthur and I talking about it, here's something from the press. Somebody wrote in, Atlantic City will never meet its true potential, transform into a world-class resort, and fix the negative image it has adopt it if we continue to cater to the homeless, the addicts, and the lower class. And this isn't to be mean, but as I said before, are we going to be a city of social services, or are we going to be an attraction for a resort, for gambling, for entertainment, vacations? You know, you have a needle exchange program. You have the mission, you have the soup kitchen, you have that voucher program which takes people and puts them in a little rooming house on a beach block. They pay their rent, and that person gets to sell drugs there, destroying the beach block. This makes no sense. Forget the voucher program. That kind of rehabilitation program doesn't work. But you got to take your mission, your needle exchange program, and your soup kitchen, and you move them outside the city. And those services need to be for the people in Atlantic City who truly are homeless and need help. But they're not for everybody in Atlantic County. Let the people in the rest of the cities in Atlantic County take care of their own people. And as far as the rest of the country does, the same thing. Because people wanted to make money here in homelessness, this city has basically been advertised as a place where you come. I'm on the boardwalk 2 days ago. There's a hooker up there. I recognized her from Pacific Avenue. Maybe there was a snowbank. She couldn't stay there. So she's up there. She asked me for money. No, that's fine. But they don't even understand. No, now she's kind of like almost stalking me, getting close to me. So, of course, I lost my temper and started screaming at her, and she finally walked away. I can handle myself, but this is not what you need in Atlantic City. This will not get people to come back. This will not, as Mr. Burrell said in the paper today, young people want to live here. No, they don't, Mr. Burrell, who's building 250 units. No, they don't. I talk to young people. Young people do not want to live in Atlantic City. Young people do not want to bring their families here and raise their children here, because the people that are now stuck here with their families tell you on a daily basis that those children are stuck inside. They can't go out and play like I could go out and play when I grew up here. So no, right now, no one's coming here to live as a young person, millennium. No one's coming here to raise a family in a ghetto, because that's what it is. It's an unsafe city. No one's going to come here and buy a second home. Why wouldn't you buy one in Margate? I mean, the taxes are high anyway, and the crime rate's a lot less in Margate than it is here. But here's another from the press. So because Atlantic City government cannot manage its money, it is going to put both its police and the public in more danger. You see, folks, everybody has caught on. It's like out of the jails. Make officers work longer hours so they don't function as efficiently, and more accident happening both in their vehicles and in shootings. If you haven't seen, besides cutting 30 more police and salaries, they want the police officers now to be working 12-hour shifts instead of 10-hour shifts. So you'll now have, you know, less police on the streets, and the one you have will be more tired. Don't you feel safer already? They also won't be able to respond as well to calls. People should get out the flak vests. And they're right. This guy's talking about King Arthur and I who live here. And I've said all along, and Tom Gilbert's probably listening this morning. Good morning, Tom. If you don't know who Tom is, he's what they call a commander of the tourism district. And Tom knows, and he gets annoyed with me, but he respects me and he comes to see me. He knows he's, you know, commander of the ghetto district. We don't have a tourism district. Atlantic Avenue, Pacific Avenue are a tourism district. But I've called before for an open carry law, because things are so out of control in this city now that I believe we should be allowed to have a gun, but we should be able to wear the gun outside with a holster and a gun so people can see it. So this guy's right. Yeah, we need a flak vest, and I'm saying also get a gun. So he said people should get out flak vests because they don't know who's going to shoot them, the police by accident or the criminals on purpose. But Atlantic City will save a buck or two that should have been managed better. Now, again, salaries need to be slashed, but slashing manpower at a time like this, it's just putting the city in jeopardy and putting that message out there that you're going to have less police. That was a great press release. Atlantic City will have less police. Yeah, that's going to get people to book more vacations down here. So, you know, I'm sitting here with such a pile of crime. It's, you know, incredible. What has happened just in the last few weeks, no one would even believe. AC cops confiscate real and fake guns. This happened at 11 o'clock at night, Arctic Avenue, you know, handguns. Everybody that they pull over now all has guns. Here's a guy on this 1800 block at 8:19 in the morning assaulting his girlfriend right out in the street there. This guy's got a gun. We've just got a guy stopped the other day on the street. This man had a rifle, and this is in the middle of the afternoon. You've had more robberies of the poor grocery stores in town where they're all begging, please, please help us. You know, every little grocery store, you know, I know they just started rounding up the illegal immigrants at the 7-Elevens, but they're lucky they didn't get anybody to work at 7-Elevens. I mean, those people risked their lives to work at the 7-Elevens here in Atlantic City. It's one of the most dangerous places you can work, worse than a liquor store. Starkman's, which is a great old place that supplies cigars and cigarettes and things like that, they got robbed. We had another shooting, and this guy got captured at this motel. And here's my next point. You see how they're trying to kill us here. Okay. There's a hotel in town, a rooming house, another one of these voucher programs. It's on Atlantic Avenue, Pacific Avenue, excuse me, between two major casinos. You can now not walk between the Tropicana and Caesars. That's crazy. It's right next to the Boardwalk Hall where you're going to have a four-day Disney on Ice show. This rooming house is entirely vouchers. Entirely vouchers. No one's there but ex-cons. People are calling radio stations. Their lives are being threatened. Now, just so you know, this comes under state rule. City does inspect rooming houses, but the state does inspect rooms. So the DCA, the same scumbags that are trying to close a legal business like the Irish Pub, violating our constitutional rights, constantly harassing us, are allowing, licensing, and condoning illegal activity on Pacific Avenue. And not only are they allowing it, but these people, they can stand out in front of that place 24/7 and sell drugs and prostitute, and no one does anything about it. And this is condoned by your Department of Community Affairs, which is just trying to destroy Atlantic City.
Yeah, I mean, Frank, isn't the Fox Manor in the casino
that's
district?
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, no, I know, because when there was a shooting there the other day, I said, that's no big surprise, because you see thugs hanging out there outside. Who the hell knows what they're doing? We can only speculate. And it's a complete joke that that place isn't shut down.
You're operating a prison. They're operating a prison there. And you have to ask yourself, why is the DCA allowing this place to continue to operate? Now, isn't that a good question? It doesn't sound like it's anything but corruption to me. And why are they trying to close the Irish pub? Sounds like corruption to me.
Do you think that the new Sheila Harvey will be taking over the DCA? Do you have any hope?
Well, here's what I'm going to say,
Frank.
And I got a couple of things I'm going to say. So I'll say that one first. We're going to say that, but no.
Okay.
No, this is fine. What we're going to do, we have hope, but we're not going to wait long, because this week we had another incident with them. They were supposed to come back at 10 a.m. Those scumbags from the DCA this week and see me. I sat there for 4 stinking hours, and those people didn't show up. We called their attorney, my attorney, of course, called their attorney. He has their cell phone number. Not even their attorney had the decency to call us. And it was confirmed this week that they were going to be there. And not even the calls. That's the constant harassment of us. You know, they tried to fine me $4,000 for violations that I was supposed to have done by this Thursday, which were done. And then they don't show up. Then the secretary of our attorney says to me, well, you know, you'll have to pay that $4,000 fine. I said, what, are you kidding me? I said, listen, I don't have to talk to the Burks about this one. I said, you go call their lawyer back or send them an email. I don't care what you do. Tell the lawyer they could sit there and die while they're waiting for me to sign or send a $4,000 check, because those scumbags didn't show up here today. So like I said, the constant harassment and violation of our constitutional rights. So Sheila Harvey's going to take over. We certainly hope she'll review our case and drop these unjust charges against us. But now, of course, the Burks have even more reason to fight for survival when, you know, it looks like their end of town is going to make a comeback. So quite frankly, in the near future, if that's not going to be done, these charges will not be dropped against us. One thing that's going to happen is there will be a press conference held at the Irish pub in front of it with all the major news people there, ABC, CBS, NBC. I won't tell you what the nature of it is yet, but at that time we will embarrass and we will probably surprise a little bit the scumbags at the DCA, and we want to make sure we get the message at that time out to the entire United States of America. We want people to wake up in Hawaii and not say aloha. We want to say the DCA is a whorehouse. That's what we want them to say. We want everybody to know what the DCA is doing here, from reducing our police and fire and making the citizens of Atlantic City, the visitors, the workers, and everybody unsafe, to operating a prison in the middle of the city, to quite frankly, you know, trying to shut down the Irish pub. So with all this corruption going on, today Frank Talk is calling for an FBI investigation of the Department of Community Affairs. I mean, I know Ms. Oliver is just getting in there now, but I'm talking about, you know, to investigate what is going on from now going back, because really, this case against us, the fact that we're making the city unsafe, I mean, look what they've done here since they've taken over. They're the ones that raised our taxes. They've bankrupted us. They've made crime worse, because they're the ones that are in charge. Mel Taylor just did a story, and he asked about Mr. Chiasa. He can't even find, and he's great, who's paying Mr. Chiasa. So I would say, Mel, follow the trail to that whorehouse at the DCA, and you will probably find the answer of who is paying Mr. Chiasa, because they're the ones that have been in charge here. Somehow, they have grown in power where they're more powerful than the actual New Jersey government. It's insane, and it's scary. And like I said, when a place like that, the DCA, has the power to try to take a business away from the Irish pub, they could do it to you out there. They could do it to any other business person out there. And that's why it's scary, because even though this state really hasn't participated in the United States of America, they don't believe in our state constitution, we're still in America here. And, you know, and this state will have to recognize that it is still part of the United States of America. So that's why we want this investigation. I mean, I firmly believe the DCA should be shut down and reorganized, if anything. But what is going on there now, this vendetta, whether it's against us or against our city, you know, has to stop. And I do believe that things are being done here to jeopardize, you know, the promises we have in front of us, because with everything saying, with everything that's going to open in the inlet area, nothing's going to work, as we always said before, if we have a safe and unwalkable town. Here was a couple of people busted in Brigantine. Here was 150,000, 6,400 bags of heroin that was supposed to be going into the streets of Atlantic City. So you can see the problems we have here. We can't have less police. We can't have less firemen with a college opening up and 2 more high-rises when we saw the perfect example of what happened here with that Jeffrey Towers fire. So, slash salaries, yes. That should have been done a long time ago. The city of Atlantic City is $740 million in debt. Not as bankrupt as the state of New Jersey, but we're pretty bankrupt, and everybody should make less money. But manpower, we need more police, and we probably shouldn't be laying off even firemen under these circumstances, since the city is about to get much, much busier. So the DCA has done so much to hurt Atlantic City. We hope that the FBI will conduct this investigation to find out what the hell is going on there and what the vendetta is and who is actually behind trying to destroy our city. And again, when they're trying to get rid of good people like the Irish Pub, then you can see that is their idea of getting rid of everybody, because, you know, I mean, we're a nobody. We're a nice business. But, you know, we're told we're hated. And I guess we're hated because we speak out against injustices. And, you know, I think at this point we feel that we're proud to be hated, because if we're hated by these people, then we must be doing something wonderful, that they, you know, have spent so much time trying to close us and hate us and harass us and violate our constitutional rights. So we hope that this new mayor, Mayor Gilliam, we hope that the city council, we hope that our new state senator, Chris Brown, and the new head of the DCA, Sheila Oliver, will all come to bat for our city, our citizens, our visitors, our workers, as well as the Irish Pub, in these injustices that have been thrown against us by the DCA. So that's my segment on the DCA. If anybody has any questions, you know, feel free to call. But the DCA King has done a lot of damage, and they need to be stopped. They're our enemies, and that's amazing.
I mean, do you think their ultimate goal is to not only shut you down, but shut a lot of people down, and then, like, sort of give sweetheart deals to their buddies to, quote-unquote, redevelop?
Absolutely.
The area, and that's what it is seeming
absolutely.
Like
and
is
you know
going on
that?
At the
heard,
Ocean Club right now.
I heard the people that are redeveloping, they just happened to slip, that are, you know, supposed to be redeveloping Tennessee Avenue. They talked about redeveloping St. James Place, too. And I told you that there were supposedly maps around the city with St. James Place with no Irish Pub on it. So isn't that a sin? Like I said, you know, they threw a story in the paper today, buildings over 100 years should be torn down. Were they talking about us or where I live? You know, it's sickening when you see these things, because, you know, such a well-run business, such good people to be constantly harassed by such a corrupt state. I call it the greatest corruption in American history, and it really is, when you see a state getting away with what they're doing. And again, making our city unsafe. The crime is rampant. You can't walk off the boardwalk. People are, you know, calling out for help, and you know, all they're thinking about doing is making it more unsafe. Because what a better way to drive people out? You know, like I said, they're not going to encourage young people to move here with families. They're not going to encourage people to buy second homes here. And not until they make a safe and walkable town. And it really just doesn't seem to be what they're trying to do here in Atlantic City. And, you know, if it's not stopped, then, you know, we're going to lose. And that's a darn shame that, you know, we would all be out of here after, you know, the Berks have worked so hard. So hopefully, you know, that's not going to happen. And we fight. I still believe in the Constitution, and I still believe in the law. And, you know, I certainly hope that as time goes on, you know, this is going to be rectified. But we're not going to wait too much longer. I mean, my job at this point, I believe, is kind of to destroy the DCA for what they've done. We're kind of running out of patience, really. And this week especially, I just thought it was disgraceful, you know, the way they, you know, just didn't show up and hung us out like that and just had to sit there. You know, it has to end. And then that's what I'll say about that.